Hey, you know what time it is. DraftKings Sportsbook time. Who is an official sports betting partner of the NFL? DraftKings is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. And right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. I like to do parlays when watching my football team taking the under on any yardage total and the under on any anytime touchdown scorer. That's just me and my team, though. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Guess I'll mute the TV so we can do this. Welcome to the Broncos post-game recap show. I'm Brendan Purdy here with Will Keese. And we just watched a crazy game. Crazy football game is the only way to describe it. The Broncos were down 27-0. And it looked like, it felt like we hit rock bottom. It felt like this is it. We're finally at the bottom. Then something crazy happened. Patrick Mahomes throws an interception. The Broncos score a touchdown. Then Patrick Mahomes throws another interception. And the Broncos score a touchdown. And then the Broncos come out of halftime and throw a little screen pass to one Marlon Mack, which he takes 60 yards for a touchdown. And all of a sudden, it's 27-21. And we had a chance. We had a chance, but the thing that's haunted this team all season, just bad mistakes, bad offensive line. We go two series where the Broncos defense holds the Chiefs, but the Broncos are sitting in third and 30 and a second in, 24, going the wrong way. Russ takes back-to-back sacks. One's kind of his fault. One, he has no chance. Regardless, they're fighting. This team's fighting. And then did the Chiefs score a touchdown?
Yeah, that was the play where Mahomes just kind of rolled around and then found Smith-Schuster.
Third down, Mahomes, while getting hit, somehow throws a touchdown pass to Juju Smith-Schuster.
Only Mahomes.
Yeah, this is just a prototypical Patrick Mahomes play. You can't get to him. Two of his touchdowns were just stupid in this game. Just absolutely stupid. So they go up 34-21. Things are looking dark. Russ, they start driving. They start driving down the field. They're aided by – no, they're aided by a pass interference. Big pass interference play.
On fourth down.
On fourth down to Judy, who had two of the touchdowns earlier, gets him back in range. Third and 11 – because as soon as they got close, Broncos started going the wrong way. They're in third and 11. Russell Wilson runs, takes off, picks it up, dives, and then is immediately concussed. Knocked the fuck out.
Instantly, like you could see it.
Yeah, you could see. It was bad.
Yeah.
Insert Brett Rippon. He throws a touchdown to Jerry Jeudy, and we're back in it. 27-34. Defense answers. They stop the Chiefs. We get the ball back, and of course – what happens? They get like a 60-yard punt down to the five.
Yep.
Just another phenomenal punt by the opposing team. It is so predictable. And Brett Rippon, bless his heart, he's trying to make a play, throws the ball, gets hit by Chris Jones. The ball just flies in the air. Chiefs pick it off, and then Denver can't get the ball back, and we lose. So that's the recap of what happened. I had to set up what happened because most of the games don't result with four touchdowns from the Broncos. We don't get that in a lot of games, Will.
No, definitely not.
We also have not been down by that many points in any game this season. I don't know the last time the Broncos were down 27-0. But I felt as hopeless as I've ever felt watching a football game. And then they came back. And then they still lost. But credit to them for coming back. I don't even know what to take away from this. Other than
I don't either.
My one takeaway was Brett Rypien's touchdown pass. Great throw by Brett to get the ball to Jerry Jeudy in the back of the end zone. But I wish the Broncos would have been able to finish that game with Russell Wilson. He makes that run. And I'm not comparing the stage, but it felt like Russ kind of doing his John Elway run in the Super Bowl. Like, I'm going to put it all on the line for this game.
And you just it was definitely a, like, let's get hyped up moment here.
Yeah. And I don't know. I felt like if he finishes that drive with the touchdown, the Broncos get that stop. And don't get me wrong, like, it's a weird game because technically it was Russ's best game of the year, but it wasn't like the offense was still good.
No, they were good. They were good in spurts.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that they were good because they weren't good for most of the game. They were really good at the end of the half and then on one play to start the second half.
Yeah. But I think the momentum, I think there would have been something there for Russ, and sucks. You see the nod on his head from the concussion. Couldn't go back in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, he just had his best game of the year.
Yeah.
I guess they both had his best game. Russ did too.
Yeah.
What cemetery did Elway desecrate to deserve this?
Well, I mean, it's just you don't see Mahomes throw three picks
in games. No, a couple of them were like really bad too.
Yeah.
The last one was pretty awful.
I think two of them were bad throws.
I think the bright spot is we might have tipped the favor to Jalen Hurts in the MVP race.
Oh, yeah.
Hurts having one of his best games today versus Mahomes throwing three picks. Not to say he wasn't really good outside of those three picks, but he did throw three picks and got Denver back into the game. Like, that's –
yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a point to hinge the season on there and the whole race.
Does Jalen Hurts still just have three picks on the entire season? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mahomes did it in one game. So,
yeah. Hurts is currently at 22-3. Mahomes is, let's take a look. He threw three more today. He's at 33-11.
Ooh. How many rushing yards does Hurts have? He has 10 rushing touchdowns, though, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, that seems important.
And he's got... where's the fucking total of yards? God, hates.
He has...
there it is.
Shoot.
686 rushing yards on the season with 10 TDs.
That feels good.
Yeah.
Feels pretty good.
Jalen Hurts in the MVP conversation. Maybe we'll see Tua get back into it on Sunday Night Football. It should also be noted, like, the one play, if I could get it back for the Broncos, it would be the Willie Gay pick six. Because
is that the second time that Willie Gay has scored a touchdown in Mile High? Because didn't he pick up that?
Was he the fumble picker upper?
Gordon fumble last year in week
18? He might have been. Yeah. He might have been. And that wasn't even...
It's like the same exact part of the field, too.
Yeah.
That he ran down. Oh, weird.
But the Broncos are trying to run like a quick pass, and Gay just gets his hand on it and then somehow catches it. It's just a great play by him. It's not like a horrible play by Russ or anything there. So Russ played better than Patrick Mahomes is what I'm trying to say. And that one play... If you get that one back, it's tie game at the end there. Maybe it shakes out a little different. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I do think
the Broncos are up by one. The Broncos are up by one.
Yeah, I do genuinely think if Russ doesn't get hurt, if he does complete that run and not hit his head, I think we probably win.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Broncos need to get Marlon Mack more involved. Call me crazy.
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, that seems to be the my dog wants to chime in again.
Yeah. Get him, Daisy. Get him.
It's okay. What do you think? No, you have to be more subtle in your analysis. More subtle.
Dog's got bark, man. Dog has got to bark.
All right, I'm going to let her out.
Go let her out.
I'll be right back.
Don't worry. I got this. I've done this a couple times.
Get out of here.
Okay. Positive. Jerry Jeudy gets pissed off and then scores 3 touchdowns.
It
felt like when Jerry Jeudy was getting mad and they showed him mad, I was like, oh, man, this is going to be the thing. This is going to be the thing we're talking about after the game, that none of the offense wants to be there. I don't know if I'm not saying that like changed or motivated anything, but like shows like, hey, yeah, maybe get him the ball more. Just maybe get him the ball a little bit more.
Especially, yeah. I mean, especially without Sutton in the game too. Like he was the only guy that Kansas City really needed to cover. And still he had those 3 touchdowns. And the probably his most crucial play was drawing the PI on 4th and 4.
Yeah. I think the Chiefs defense did a pretty good job like taking away what we've been wanting to see the Broncos try and do, which is a lot of like the bootleg and the play action things. And it felt like the Chiefs knew they were going to try that more. And I think they've been doing it more with Clint Kubiak.
Yeah.
So it's why like the Broncos offense was either 3 and out or they're just putting together these crazy touchdown drives. There's no in between. There was like no good drives outside of the touchdown drives, except for the opening series. They converted like 3 first
down. Yeah, I think it was like a 32-yard drive, which felt good at the time.
And then they just kept going
for that early field goal. But,
yeah. And I guess you take away like Mahomes throwing that. Was it McKinnon he got that pass off to?
Yeah.
He just like fucking threw it like, you know, Bengals meme of Phillip Rivers throwing the football.
Yeah.
It looked like that's what Mahomes did. And McKinnon was just right there. And of course, nobody was covering him at that point because everybody thought Mahomes was going to take a sack or take a tackle. I don't know if it would have been a sack. I think it would have been a sack or run out of bounds. And that was a crazy play.
Yeah, I mean that's part of the deal though. Like when you're playing Mahomes, is you have to cover until the whistle, right?
You got to cover 2 plays, right?
Yeah.
First play and the extended play.
Very true. And yeah, they did. They showed a lot of spirit, a lot of school spirit today. I do think, like, say what you will about Hackett, and he's clearly, you know, has a lot of deficiencies, but you do have to give him credit that it doesn't seem like anybody's quit on this season.
Yeah.
And it did feel like they kind of melted down in the Carolina game, but the fact that they mounted a really respectable comeback today, I think shows a lot about his, I don't know, like his leadership, his ability to like, you know, keep the guys at least motivated and fighting for the same thing.
Yeah.
And this team could have easily just like splintered well before it was 27-0. And
maybe he should be considered for the Hall of Fame. Put him in the ring of honor, the ring of fame.
I think maybe keep Hackett as like the puppet head coach. Kind of like a late term Ronald Reagan, where he's just kind of the figurehead, and then get an actual head coach to do like the hard stuff, you know, the stuff that's like really important to winning, and just kind of divide and conquer. Obviously, Jerry Rosberg stays for decision making in games, someone who actually runs the offense and schedules practices and all that. Then Hackett just kind of like does speeches.
I think we just need. You don't you just need an entire new offensive staff, I think. And yeah. Hackett as a head coach. Well, here's what's funny is before they started scoring, I was about to tweet that I think I preferred the offense when Hackett was calling the plays. Because they were down 27-0. There was like three and out. And it's not like the last couple games where the offense has been any better, right? Even though they switched play callers. So I like believe that, and I was going to tweet it. And then, of course, you know, a little bit changed. But I think, you can leave him. You just need a new offensive coordinator. You need a new offensive line coach. I think you need a new, like, receivers coach. You need the whole thing. You need new, like, just change all of that. Make all of that better because it could all be better. But.
I mean, in all seriousness, like, I just say that because I really like Hackett as a person and, like, as a motivator. Yeah. And seems like everybody likes him, but clearly that's not, you know, the most important ingredient in winning games.
No, I mean, Vance Joseph was more likable than like Vic Fangio. But Hackett is more likable than both of those guys. So it's just unfortunate that he's going to be done because everything's gone wrong. And maybe he hasn't been the right guy, the right fit. I don't know. But I hear. Yeah,
I do hope they. I don't think there's any chance at this point that they get rid of him before the end of the season. But like, that's one of the things where you really shouldn't get rid of a head coach in the middle of his first season unless he ends up being Urban Meyer or does something at an Urban Meyer level, because that is like a stink on your reputation that you have for the rest of your career. Like, it's like a sign of respect and like dignity to let a guy, you know, coach his way through the entire season, even if it's a total train wreck.
Yeah, and even getting fired after one season, like, that's what Steve Wilkes is known for. Is getting
Wilkes, like, he's coaching, like, he might get the job full-time in Carolina.
Yeah. Sometimes it's about that opportunity after going through, like, a disaster like that in the NFL world. I don't know. And then there are, like, we've talked about it before, but some coaches are just better to be in those coordinator roles, but I don't know. It's a weird thing. Where, like, I think you're right. Hackett could be the leader type guy, but everything on the offense has gone wrong. And there's just no way of getting around that. But today, 28 points felt like pretty good. Felt nice. Yeah. I did have hope again, only to see it slowly ripped out.
Was it a mirage or an oasis, the 28 points?
The 28 points was an oasis.
Yeah.
But the belief of we could win was the mirage.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. My question for
you. Water I drank was poison. Yeah. The salt content was too high and it just dehydrated me.
The diarrhea I'm having is real.
Yeah. The diarrhea is very real.
All right. So do you think this is like a jumping off point, 28 points, or a blip on the radar, if you had to be completely honest?
A blip. I think it's a blip. I want it to be a jumping off point, but it's going to be hard to build upon this next week because Russell Wilson's status to play is going to be in question because he's got a concussion now. So he
does have concussion water, though, on his side. He does have access to concussion water, to nanobubbles.
Nanobubble that sheet.
Yeah. So you have to wonder.
Yeah. If I would say like it's a jumping off point, had the Broncos offense put together some other drives, even like a field goal drive somewhere in the first quarter, and another field goal drive, I don't know, in the third quarter, that just made you feel like they were consistently competent.
Agreed.
Because, and I guess it didn't even have to be scoring drives. They're just some of the series were so bad.
It was totally all or nothing today.
Yeah. And it's, again, like, I don't even put that all on Russell Wilson. Like, who was starting on the line? Like, Dalton Reisner was hurt and they moved Wattenberger over there, and
Quinn Bailey
was in there.
Natane Muti.
Yeah.
Was so, playing big minutes.
Yeah, I don't buy it for a second, if I'm being like honest.
And the Chiefs defense like isn't that good.
No.
Really? Or I mean, are they?
And you can't rely on like a player of Mahomes caliber to throw like three picks consistently. Like you should be kind of maybe forcing those kind of plays against average QBs and bad QBs, but
yeah.
To be competitive, it feels like this game will like would be an outlier if they had to play the Chiefs again quickly. And they, I mean, they do at the end of the season, but there's a scenario where the Chiefs aren't even playing for that.
Yeah, game. That would be kind of. How would you feel if the Chiefs rested their starters and we got a win?
I'd take it. Oh, I'd just take it. Just because, like, sure, it's going to be kind of meaningless, and Chiefs fans are going to remember. But like the national narrative of the Broncos losing, you know, 15 and 16 and 17 in a row is done. So it buys us time.
True. And like, they're resting their starters, but our starters are just, they're resting on IR currently.
Yeah. We've been resting.
It would really be even at that point.
We've been resting our starters all season, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Cowards.
Come on.
Yeah. So I don't know. We didn't like two of the picks were by Josie Jewell too, which is what's crazy. His first
career picks.
First two
and
picks.
And Sertan finally got his first of the season. That didn't look like a catch to me, but maybe I didn't get enough of a look at it.
I thought it was because it bounced off his arm, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see that, I guess.
Yeah, because it like at first it looks like it hits the ground, but it bounced off his arm back to him. So it's actually an insane interception.
It's kind of funny that so PS2, like he's got five career interceptions, two against Mahomes, two against Herbert, and the other one's on Trevor Lawrence.
Wow.
It's kind of a interesting, you know, especially Lawrence playing well now. But that was his second career game.
He just picks off the best AFC West QBs, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I think it was this game, like even if he didn't buy into the offense, it was probably a building point for Russ. It could have been a turnaround game for Russ this season. It's going to be hard because the concussion, but like he could walk away from that game going, look, I got sacked six times. I didn't have a lot of time, but we strung some drives together and we can definitely do that again. I think I found something in my connection with Jerry Jeudy. Maybe I can lean on that. And maybe just one of our swing passes to our running backs will actually turn into a big gain. Because the rest of the fucking screens the Broncos ran and all the quick, none of it worked. Just that one did.
Yeah, and that felt like that was just they lucked into the perfect call against that defense.
Yeah, which the Chiefs also did. They had a screen. I think it was one of McKinnon's touchdowns. Just dialed up the perfect spring. Broncos bring pressure. McKinnon slips through, dumps it off. It's a touchdown. So, you know, what I do know, Will.
Tell us.
Is that I told people to take the team from Kansas's money line. And had you done so, you would have won $150 in free bets with DraftKings Sportsbook. Go to DraftKings, download the app, and new customers, when you use our code DNVR and you place that pregame moneyline wager bet and it hits, like I recommended, you're going to get $150 in free bets. Okay? Now, I believe this game covered as well. So the people betting there, congratulations. DraftKings, of course, safe, secure, reliable. Best of all, you can withdraw and you can deposit and withdraw your funds whenever you want. Again, you download the app, use our code DNVR, make a pre-game money line wager bet, and if that bet hits, you get $150 in the free bets. Ultimately, this game didn't end the way I liked it, but maybe you got some free cheddar to play with. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for the details. This is the best I can do to try and ease the pain. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Hey, but at least Tom Brady got his ass lit up today by the 49ers.
That has to be the first time that a game has switched early from a Tom Brady blowout where he was on the wrong side of it.
Yeah.
So probably also the first time he's gotten totally cooked by a white skill position player. Christian McCaffrey went off.
Yeah. McCaffrey had a game.
Brock Purdy was great.
Yeah. Did he have two rushing touchdowns, Brock Purdy?
Brock or McCaffrey?
Brock.
I don't know.
Or did he just have one? I thought he had one. Okay. Yeah, I mean, think about this week. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs flexed out of prime time. Brady loses 35-7. They shut off the game. The Texans almost beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, should have.
Carolina beat Seattle. Baker Mayfield leads a comeback against the Raiders after being with the Rams for 2 days. And Detroit's won 5 of 6, or is it 6 of 7? 5 of 6, I think. The Jags stomp the Titans. And those are all the shockers. Broncos almost win. But that's a lot of crazy shit in 1 week of football.
Another point that I think is worth mentioning. Russell Wilson threw 3 touchdowns today. Puts him at 11.
Damn right.
We are one away from that guy with the touchdown to bathroom tracker shutting the fuck up forever.
We are two away. We got to break it. We can't just tie it.
Okay.
But yeah.
Two.
And Russell Wilson was also the Broncos' leading rusher on the day with 57 rushing yards.
See, so that run gave me hope because he's still fast. He's gaining some speed again after the hamstring injury. He's still got the deep ball. Like, the deep ball looks good.
Yeah.
The communication's not always there. The decision-making and the processing feels like it's a little off, but that's never who he's been. Like, that's never been his primary trait as a quarterback. But I think the idea that he's like washed physically, I don't see that like after today.
Yeah, I think it's a weird because part of me wants to say I want to see Russ run the ball more, where he's trying to like do what he's always done when he thinks like the pocket's about to collapse. And he rolls outside of it, right? And that's how he's always extended plays. I think
it's like he waits an extra half second for that rusher to get there just so he can pull that move.
Right. And I think he needs to just start finding like the lane in the pocket and just running. Mm-hmm. Just taking off through the middle. Like, I think that's what he should do, but also he suffers a concussion this game doing it. So
yeah.
It's like, do you want to? But I don't think every situation is going to be Russ diving headfirst for a first down. But I think if you just do that a couple more times in the game, like defenses are going to have to keep somebody in the middle there if he starts doing that a lot. And that will open up other things. But because he had another nice long 19-yard run, maybe even on third down, was it, that he picked up a first? So, yeah, I agree. He did look a little quicker when he's got those wheels going.
So the Broncos are now 3-10. They are ahead of only the Houston Texans in terms of draft order.
Oh, cool.
Which means that the Texans are picking first. And as of right now, Seattle Seahawks own the second overall pick in the draft. Which means they will, if this holds up, they'll have whoever the Texans don't pick between Bryce Young and, presumably C.J. Stroud. Just thought that was interesting.
That's very interesting. Are the Seahawks going to take a QB?
If they want, or they can trade it. Just so saying, they have the option now, which makes it an interesting decision.
Or we jump the Bears.
Yes.
If the Broncos didn't get Russell Wilson, who's their quarterback this season? And what would our record have been?
Carson Strong, probably. And our record?
They would have drafted somebody, right?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, they would have.
In the second or third round, maybe?
Yeah, I don't even know who they liked, though, because we traded for Wilson like a month before the draft.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting scenario to think about. It's like, would they have won a couple more games without Russell Wilson this season?
Or yeah.
Would we have been even worse this year?
Yeah. I mean, we could have taken Brock Purdy, but.
You could have had Brock Purdy. Shite.
No, Brock Purdy. I mean, all credit to Brock Purdy, but, you know, as long as Kyle Shanahan wasn't calling plays for him here in Denver, then. I don't think it'd quite be the same.
Yeah. You'd be watching Matt Corral right now as the Broncos quarterback. And we'd be like, this is either working or it's not working. But hey, we got the second pick in the draft at this point, and we will take Bryce Young, probably.
Yeah. And
who's going to go first?
Probably Bryce Young.
CJ Stroud, the other guy going in?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take CJ Stroud then. Fuck it.
So,
but we're not living in
it. Carson Strong, it's never too late. It's never too late.
He's on an XFL roster right now, isn't he?
I didn't see that.
Let me see here.
It's too bad Matt Corral got hurt.
I know.
Like well before the season, because otherwise he'd probably be playing for the Panthers right now.
Yeah, he would. We'd be getting a look at Corral, but. Yeah. Darnold got back-to-back wins?
Yeah.
Broncos, bye week, Seahawks. He beat the Seahawks and the Broncos. You sneaky devil.
Son of a gun. He ran the Super Bowl 48 gamut.
Yeah. Geno Smith, two picks. But he did throw 264 and three TDs. So Russell Wilson actually played better than Geno Smith today, guys. Suck it. 247, three TDs, one pick. Did he have more rushing yards than Geno today? Yeah, Geno had 20.
Nice.
Russell Wilson was better than Geno Smith today. And they both lost. All right, what else? Anything else? Are we done?
I don't know. Did anything excite you in the other games that you want to talk about?
The Lions. I'm excited about the Lions. Yeah,
the Lions are fun. They're fun to watch.
That's a big win against the Vikings.
Where are they in the playoff picture at all?
Ooh, let me look it up real quick. Yes, they're in it. They're in the picture.
Right, yeah. I suppose I should ask, where are they in the picture?
They're seated at number 9 right now, at 6-7. They trail the 7-6 Seahawks at 8, and the Giants are spot 7.
The Giants
and the Commanders at 7-5-1 have 6-7. That's ugly. One of those teams won't make it.
I feel like the Lions are. I feel like they have a good shot here.
Yeah. So the Eagles are clearly number 1. Vikings, Niners, Bucks still with 6-7. Yeah, see, the Lions got the same record as the Bucks, but Tampa's in that shit division. I would have liked to help the Bills with a win today in the playoffs seeding. Yeah. So, yeah, Brady did not look good, and that was interesting because today the reports came out that everything's up in the air for Brady in terms of this post or this offseason. Like, he might leave from free agency, he might retire, he might go back to the Bucks. So. Well, he said he'll retire when he sucks. You're getting there, Tom.
Yeah, hey, might be time to look in the mirror. Who knows?
Yeah. There was a stat that he and Russ were so close in. I have to wait for it to get updated. Maybe it was just total the game like offense.
The game really turned when the Mike Evans touchdown got called back.
Oof. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was in the first quarter.
Nice.
Mike Evans just got totally wide open on a long touchdown. They got called back for, I think, maybe holding. Yeah, holding.
Nice.
Sorry, Tom.
Sorry, Tom. You're not good enough to overcome your team's deficiencies anymore.
Nope.
Now you suffer like all other quarterbacks. All right, well, enjoy Sunday Night Football, where the Herbert-Tua debate will finally be settled. I should have a recap of the Broncos game up tonight. I think I'm going to call it the best, worst game I've ever seen. And we'll be back tomorrow with the best and worst of all NFL Sunday.
That won't get confusing.
No. Yeah, that's like the title's there, but I don't know if it's too similar to the best and worst.
I think at this point, whatever you title it, it'll do well, you know.
We'll see. All right, appreciate you guys jumping in after just kind of a depressing loss, but in a way where we had reason to be depressed, which makes it better than what it could have been.
Totally, you said it well.
Okay. Hey, you know what time it is, DraftKings Sportsbook time. Who is an official sports betting partner of the NFL? DraftKings is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. And right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same-game parlays. I like to do parlays when watching my football team taking the under on any yardage total and the under on any anytime touchdown scorer. That's just me and my team, though. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.